Groups gather in Los Angeles to support House Committee's efforts at countering CCP's overseas aggression. Several groups in Los Angeles gathered in front of the Chinese consulate on February 25 to condemn the Chinese Communist regime's transnational violations. The event was held in tandem with one in New York City held by members of the U.S. House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party on the same day. In New York City, the newly formed House Committee's chairman Mike Gallagher and other committee members gathered in front of the American Chongliu Association building in Manhattan. The American Chongliu Association is where an unauthorized police service station with ties to the CCP was in operation before being shut down after an FBI raid. In November 2022, the human rights non-governmental organization Safeguard Defenders uncovered over 100 unauthorized CCP police stations in 53 countries. It's a mafia-like threat, because the CCP acts like the mafia. They buy off politicians, multinational organizations, companies, and in some cases law enforcement, Gallagher said from a podium. In Los Angeles, event coordinator Jieli Jian, who has been threatened by the CCP many times, said he commends Congressman Gallagher and believes that Gallagher can speak out for human rights and condemn the CCP's transnational suppression and violations. "I myself have received such injuries and threats many times. Currently, the FBI is investigating these guys. I believe that the laws of the United States will bring them to justice, punish them, and sanction them," Jia told NTD, a sister media of the Epoch Times, at the event. Yao Cheng, a former lieutenant colonel of the Chinese Communist Navy Command, told NTD that he was deceived by the CCP and engaged in military intelligence work, but was later prosecuted and sentenced to 7 years in prison. "The Communist Party has always been willing to kill donkeys. They need you now, they need you to work hard, they need you to attack Taiwan and massacre their compatriots, they need you to maintain stability within the country, persecute my own folks. But when the iron fist hits your head, they will not show mercy to you," said Cheng. Some of the protesters were from China and said they have an obligation to speak out and spread the truth so that more Chinese people can understand the true face of the CCP. "We came here to tell the Communist Party that communism is not welcome in the free world. We were born in China. I hope that the Communist Party of my motherland will get out and go back to the Soviet Union and even off this planet," Chinese influencer Liu Daxing told NTD. "First, I think we should expose the espionage and reconnaissance of the Western world that's occurring. Second, as overseas Chinese, everyone with a conscience should stay away from them," pro-democracy activist Liu Kaiyuan told NTD. The U.S. House Select Committee on the Chinese Communist Party held its first meeting on February 28. NTD reporters Ma Shanan and Li Jinqi contributed to this report.